On the line right now, we have Dutchess County Executive Marcus Molinaro. Good morning, Dutchess County Executive.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, we're hanging in there, plugging along. Phase one began, and I agree with Pat Ryan. All indications are we're holding good on the numbers. We want to monitor, obviously, hospitalizations, but we're progressing and expect to begin phase two that week of June 8th.
You know, we get a lot of emails from people always wanting us to ask questions to you because they try to get a hold of you and have a hard time because you get flooded with different things. But some of the things people want to know, one, they want to know DMV, when's it going to open?
So keep in mind the DMV is a state office. It just happens to be run by County Clerk Brad Kendall. And the state has not said exactly, but as of this moment, we believe DMVs will open the week of June 8th. There'll be some restrictions on capacity and, some of the basic safety precautions that you'd expect. Mm-hmm. But we're planning for a June 8th reopening.
All right. And also other schools around the Hudson Valley area. Arlington has actually done some petition or something trying to get something for the seniors, and they wanted Marcus's help. Anything you can do for them?
What is it they're looking for?
They want to have a graduation like a lot of high schools.
They're basically making the argument that other states are having in-person graduations with social distancing, and they want to know why that can't happen here. There's a number of emails we're getting here at the station from Arlington High School students, and you'd have the most information on that.
Yeah, and let me first say I'm sorry to the high school seniors. Believe me, I absolutely understand. I do how upsetting this is. The state of New York makes that rule, and the governor has made clear there are three options for graduation. And if anyone's telling you it's Dutchess County or any county, it's not. The state has made that clear. We could certainly wait. There's always that option of waiting to see later in the summer if the state lifts some of those social gathering restrictions. But as of today, the only options the state is permitting is those drive-in parking lot based graduations or a drive-through kind of caravan kind of activity. And we are supporting the school districts. We're working with them. Bill knows our Department of Emergency Response is coordinating with school districts. And I'd want nothing more to be able to give them what they've earned. The only thing I can tell you is the state has set that rule. It's very clear that they're not changing course, certainly before the end of June.
Okay, and next question for you. Okay, we're on phase one right now. And a lot of people north area of New York who've been on phase one for quite a while were set to open for phase two as of today. Now, yesterday, the governor announced that phase two will not be happening today. What's up?
Well, first, you're giving him credit if whoever said the governor announced. I mean, the governor didn't even have the courtesy of speaking to the local leaders about this. In fact, for 14 days, those counties were never told there was any concern with their data. And I know all of them, and we've spoken, and they don't have any concern with their data. They've done exactly what was expected. The numbers have held solid, if not declined. And this was a response to a reporter. I am the first person to say that during an emergency, there are a lot of very important decisions that have to get made that sometimes are unpopular. This is honestly nonsense. You cannot. Run a response, or at this case, even engage in a recovery without being very clear with your partners. And so these county leaders, and again, I've spoken to many of them last night, they were blindsided, and it's just irresponsible. And by the way, because of it, it's now going to be dangerous because you can't get people to follow along instructions that they don't want to follow along and listen to people that they don't necessarily believe if you're not transparent. And this, I'm sorry, I'll support a lot of steps, and I'm very comfortable with some of the aggressive action we took early. Remember, Dutchess and Ulster closed schools ahead of the state
two
of New York. My point is, however, you've got to be exceptionally clear about what you expect. You have to be transparent. You've got to lean on your partners. This was a mistake, and the county leaders up there are giving the state, you know, some time to get their act together. But this was a blindside, and it's caused a lot of chaos, and it's wrong.
Well, what's the deal here? Is phase two was supposed to start Friday. What is the reason why it's not going to start Friday, today?
Well, the governor said, and now keep in mind, we're a week, well, almost 2 weeks behind some of these, right, these counties. So
But wait a minute.
I don't want people to think we're in the same situation.
Yeah, but he also said, though, that it wasn't 2 weeks wasn't a rule. It was.
No, he said it could be quicker.
Yes, exactly.
Right, that's what he said.
So what's going on?
Not longer.
I don't know. Nobody knows. Honestly, nobody knows.
And this is his response to a reporter, right, that asked the question.
Who asked the question. Right. He said, no, there's no phase two tomorrow. He's having these the experts that they've employed. And the state did employ experts. I mean, that's true. In theory, they've been reviewing the numbers all along. In fact, every single day, we're on a phone call reviewing the numbers. And the whole point of these control rooms, which is a bit of a misnomer anyway, but these daily meetings, is that we're supposed to know the numbers. We're supposed to be alerted if there's particular concern so that we can react.
Right.
To not have that happen for 14 days and then in an offhanded response to a question, you know, I'm sorry, it's not responsible. It isn't. I have a job, and my job is to explain to the people I serve, I work for, right, the citizens,
yeah,
why we're doing what we're doing and explain to them what to expect next. It is impossible to do that, to get their trust and to hold them firm in this mission, if those who are making the rules don't explain why the rules are changing. It's just not right, and it's causing a lot of chaos. Now, again, we're about 10 days behind those counties, so I can only tell you that this is not going to be fun at all to anyone if they pull that kind of stunt as we approach the next phase, because it's playing with people's lives. You had business people who have no money to begin with.
Yeah.
Spending right. money putting up glass shields and buying the PPE and getting ready to open phase two, which, by the way, another slow incremental step in a region that didn't get hit as badly as the Hudson Valley South did, prepared to open. They were told every single day. In fact, just yesterday told that they were opening today, to have that pulled out from under them. It's just not right.
And
it's not right. It's not how you run an emergency. It just isn't.
We're talking to Dutchess County Executive Marcus Molinaro. and just to clarify what we're referring to, the northern and western regions of New York that had been in phase one for about 10 days prior to us, which includes the Finger Lakes, Mohawk Valley, including Utica, North Country, Central New York, Southern Tier, and I believe Albany. Were they included in this also, the Albany area?
Capital Region is, no, they're a little bit closer to us in timeline.
Okay. So this is more of the western New York regions.
Finger Lake, North Country, yeah.
Yeah, so they were told that they were going to do their 2 weeks in phase one. Many of these businesses, I'm looking here at some of the barbershops and salons that were preparing for the last few days to open today in those regions, were now hearing through an interview, a media interview, that they weren't going to be allowed to open. And our question to the Dutchess County executive is, do you anticipate anything like that, this you know, moving goalpost, as has been referred to in the past, occurring in this region?
Up until 4 o'clock last night, no. Today, the world has shifted a bit. We're going to explain. I can tell you on the call we have with the governor's staff today that's not the kind of thing we can do. Everyone has to be transparent and very clearly. If our hospitalizations go up, and they haven't, but if they go up, we're going to have to recalibrate, because we can't have 50, 100 people come into our hospital with an infectious disease. We don't have the capacity to manage that without slowing things down. But if all indications, as Pat Ryan, I mean, again, Democrat, Republican, George Latimer, Democrat, Steve Newhouse, Republican, we're all in the same boat. We all see the same numbers. If things continue on this course where we are today, there is no reason to not begin phase two within that 14-day window.
All right, so we're not missing anything. There's nothing that we're not seeing that could be a reason why some of these.
What if someone has information that has caused them panic and hadn't shared it with the leaders responsible for implementing the plan over the course of the 14 days, then somebody's not doing their job. But if that information, so if that information exists, we're supposed to know about it. Those county leaders are supposed to keep in mind Now, you know, the state of New York sets the broad parameters. County health departments, we complain about it. You've had me on. We complain about being mandated to do things.
Mm-hmm.
We are the agent of implementing public health policy in the state of New York. We're mandated to do this. This is, in fact, it's like saying, you know, kind of like BO works for you, right, Wood?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you tell him every day you got to read the weather, and then tomorrow he comes in and starts doing your job, you're going to be a little upset. But if
like,
he comes in
and
reads the weather every day, and then you tell him tomorrow, hey, listen, Bill, you're going to have to fix the car instead of read the weather.
Right. Well, I mean, that is not too far from the truth here at the radio station. But
Fair enough. It's a bad analogy.
I have to go change his oil after the show.
We're doing the work they expect of us. And then to have the rule, have this not, if there's information that's being withheld that they know about, that's just not right. Now, I don't think that's the case.
Well,
I think that they're looking for an excuse to extend the timeline.
How about this? Chris Moss, right, Chemung County Executive, would listen to this.
Oh, he's being polite.
He has made an announcement that the businesses will be opening today in his county.
No.
What do you think of that, Marcus?
He did.
He's being polite.
Wow.
I know Chris very well.
How about that?
He's a former sheriff. He's been following the rules. He's been doing everything right. If I was on the TV yesterday telling all of you tomorrow we're going to start haircuts and whatever.
Right.
I don't have any capacity to stop that.
Right.
You understand? I mean, the only capacity we have is a willingness of the public to cooperate, which is why, by the way, I'm still in the mindset, wear your face covering, stay social, physically distanced. We've got to slow the spread. I'm on board. I know the human toll of this disease
as well as anybody.
Yeah.
Yes,
That said, the rules are the rules, and if they get changed at the last second, I can't possibly stand. No one could. Chris Moss would not be able to stand in front of his business and say, "Hey, listen, that time, you know, things have changed," without any indication as to why. He's stating the obvious. I mean, if that happened to any business, they're going to open the doors.
Yeah,
and they're going to take the risk because they're now on life support. You can't tell them to go out and buy the stuff. Right, get ready to open. And then at the last minute say, it's going to be a day or two. Now, hopefully it's only a day. You know, hopefully it's, you know, they get their act together and make some quick decisions. But
what's the point?
It's not right. It's not right.
It's one day.
And if this is some kind of, you know, anyway, it's not right. You have people's livelihoods on the line here.
And you're so right. You got all of these businesses that are just broke and paying their bills with their own personal credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell them to go out and buy all the stuff needed to open. And then you go, sorry, not just yet.
On the flip side, you have somebody listening say, "Yeah, but we're doing it too fast, and I'm concerned about my health."
Well, and that's fine.
And my answer I'll offer you to that individual. You're absolutely right, which is why every day we are supposed to know on the phone call what our data is and whether or not there's an area of concern, so that we can work immediately to address it.
Exactly.
And if we're not given that indication, then by the state, then there's no way for us to react and to do the job that we have to do, which is to protect the public and the lives of people we serve while also getting people back to living their lives.
Yeah.
That's the job.
Exactly. And if you're seeing an issue and if your health commissioner, which we've talked about in Orange County's great, great workers over there, if they see an issue that's a possibility that, hold on, we got to slow things up here a second, then it will be done. But if they're saying, okay, things look all right, we can proceed forward, then okay, let's do it.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting, and I have a little bit of insight here in Dutchess County for those that know what I do when I leave the radio station. The county executive has really his finger on the pulse of the public, whether it be through the social media communication or the Facebook town halls or the conference calls, talking directly to the public. And what's interesting to me is the number of people, it's almost split, Marcus, the people that feel we're moving too quickly and the people that feel we're moving too slowly. You know, and it's almost like you as a leader have to understand how to represent all those different groups. How do you find that balance?
Well, I don't know that I have. Hopefully I have. I mean, listen, it's about distilling information and communicating it. Like I said, we have choices to make. And some people believe the choice should be to move quicker. Some people believe the choice should be to move slower. It's our job to get the information and to explain to the public ultimately what the choice is that we make and why we're making it. And that's why we're public a lot and maybe too much. But my job is to listen to you, get the information, the data, and work with the state to make a decision. Keeping in mind that the governor and the state is setting the parameters, and we're functioning within them. That said, we try to distill the information and make the right choice. I believe that a incremental restarting of the economy is the way to manage the public health concern. But I do also believe that if there is a public health concern that the state is seeing, it cannot be foisted or thrusted on us at 3 p.m. the day before everyone expects to take that next step. That's just, it's just not right.
Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
when do you see gyms opening up?
Well, I mean, we believe the state is saying phase four. However, they've acknowledged that a gym can be controlled. Certain gyms can be controlled. So we have asked for the consideration of phase three. I mean, kind of open up around the time you'd open up the restaurant, interior dining with restaurants, et cetera. So we think phase three is more appropriate, but the state is still saying phase four without any more guidance, which, by the way, has become the problem as well, right? Sometimes they don't give enough information, in which case it allows people to fill in the blanks, and that's not helpful. And sometimes they give too much detail, and then it becomes too rigid. I mean, for instance, now you can play tennis, right? You can have horse racing in the state of New York, but they still haven't given any guidance on horseback riding. I mean, it's just a simple exercise like that. And we're like, our position is, at the end of the day, let us help you define what low risk means. And if our public health departments, our commissioner feels something is safe, we'll tell you. And you should honor that, because at the end of the day, we're the ones on the front lines making those decisions for you. That is in fact what the job of our public health departments are.
One final thing, Marcus. So a lot of people here in New York have done a lot to stop this whole spread situation. Everybody's, they've followed the rules. They wear masks now everywhere you go. The numbers are dropping dramatically because of the hard work that was done here in New York. All right, follow me on that. But here's where I see a problem. So we do all this work. We're waiting to open. We can't open. Meanwhile, the rest of the country is open. And then who's to say all these people from these areas are coming here?
Oh, yeah, good point.
After all the work we've done, and then you see our numbers go flying up. Mm. And meanwhile, we are just waiting, sitting, waiting along. Mm-hmm. Well, how do you stop that? You can't.
No, you don't. But then the other side of it is there needs to be some understanding among those other states that, just like with any emergency, sometimes it hits certain places harder, right? If this were a hurricane or flood, we wouldn't be necessarily driving into, you wouldn't drive into Louisiana during Hurricane Katrina. You've got to be somewhat respectful of that. I don't know that. I can tell you from looking at our tourism related numbers, I don't know that we're going to get flooded by people from out of state coming to
the
disease.
Yeah.
But that said, there needs to be that consideration. But by the end of the day, if we're all being considerate, no matter where we come from or where we are, if we're being respectful of the emergency that's affected a particular community, we shouldn't see a spike. Keeping in mind, the goal is to monitor these things so that we can make decisions in real time to slow the rate of transmission, not overwhelm the hospitals, and allow us to get back to living. Social media criticized me because people are still going to die. I am saddened by that. I'm heartbroken by the number of lives that has been taken, over 100,000 in this country. But at the end of the day, the mission here, while they figure out how to handle the disease with a therapy or a vaccine, is to slow the transmission. It isn't, and we can't stop it. That isn't happening without some medical treatment, and we're not going to stay in a cryogenic freeze economically or from a community perspective. And it's not even about people making money. It's about people making ends meet. This is a great depression to a lot of people.
Yes.
And they need to be able to put money in their bank accounts to feed their families.
Yeah.
And when they see major corporations opening or making money, it's devastating. So can I take one last minute to tell you that You know, we want you to be vigilant and considerate to one another. And I'd ask you, please be kind. I mean, I understand the anxiety, but attacking people, in grocery stores or on social media, that's not us. Don't let that be Dutchess County. Please have your voices heard. Speak out. You know, do the things that are appropriate. But please don't attack one another. But as vigilant, we need to be about being safe. We also need to be vigilant about choosing to spend our money in places that need it. So if you have those resources, if you have an extra dollar, putting that dollar in the local business's pocket is critical now more than ever. And just like you go out to the grocery store and you say, oh, shoot, I've got to get my mask. Maybe you think, you go back home and get your mask. You need to make that same kind of course correction if you have the money. I understand if you don't, but if you do have the money, make that same kind of course correction. Say, you know what, I'm going to go to the local farmer's market. I'm going to go to the local, Main Street store because they're the ones that need it the most right now. Yep. And those dollars will stay here. Again, keep in mind, that dollar is going to go to another grocery store, another farmer's market, or another person, your neighbor who's working here. So be vigilant in that, too. And that'll help them get back to life.
Well said.
Very good. And thank you for your time. Don't apologize, because now as we move toward the next phase, the local economy is paramount. We appreciate you taking the time to support our local businesses, especially as a radio station that depends on local businesses for advertising. We're doing our best to keep them front of mind as well. So thank you, Dutchess County Executive Marcus Molinaro. We look forward to speaking to you next week.
You got it. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.